This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The unintended consequences of pilotless drone aircraft used to kill suspected terrorists overseas. In recent days, a 22-year-old man from Yemen who studied in the U.S. and describes himself as fervently pro-American testified in Washington about the effect of drone strikes among innocent bystanders who can't stand al-Qaeda but who live in fear of U.S. technology. Faraya al-Muslimi's account is getting shared widely online, and he was later invited to brief the Obama administration. Regular contributor and Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain says drones are not video games. They are lethal weapons.
I mean, there's a reason when law enforcement fires a weapon of any kind, that typically for local law enforcement, that officer is placed on administrative leave, whether or not there's any fault to be accorded there for a while stock is taken. It's understood to be a grave enough event that it should be rare, and when it happens, we sort of take a breath. And when that kind of force is used overseas and not against a population with whom there is instinctively something in common, it's not part of the polity that pays for the police force, I think it can become more routine.
The Yemeni man who testified, Faraya al-Muslimi, who had gone for a time to American school and tended to describe himself as generally pro-American, was making a very interesting point that the fear of these drones among innocent people in the civilian population might be enough to turn people in regions like Yemen against the United States. And that would be a real problem for the strategy of using drones.
And in some ways, his argument is twofold. On one hand, it simply says, if what you're trying to do is win this war, this is winning the battle but losing the war. It's turning hearts and minds against you. The second argument he's making, I think, is a more direct and moral one that says, this isn't right. There are kids and other civilians in the crosshairs here, and it's hard to make this as precise and accurate as you'd want. Now, compared to conventional bombing, of course, it's way more accurate, but it's not the right comparison, perhaps, because these aren't places where conventional bombing would be taking place at all. And there's something about the story he told that, by the viral pickup of it, suggests that people in America were willing to put themselves in his shoes for a moment and say, if that were I down there, I might be not so happy with whoever was piloting the drone too.
Jonathan Zittrain, director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, thank you.
You're welcome.